This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Don't mess around with games. There's a lack of grit.
That dude should return his muscles.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
The crossover is brought to you by Abundant Life Weight Loss. They know the secret to losing up to 1 pound of fat every day. Go to AbundantLifeWeightLoss.com. Let's welcome in Mark Willard and Dan Dibley.
Fellas.
It is the crossover on a surprising crossover.
Dude, the block is hot, as we would say in the hood. The block is hot.
What does that mean?
That means you two are fighting, and we're about to fight, I want to fight you.
We ain't been fighting.
No, you just were, like, 19 seconds ago before the break. Like, the block is hot.
Willard, that's our normal talk.
He's still Dibley from the block. That's what it means. Yeah.
I'm just Danny from the block. Exactly.
And we got our guy, Marlon Wayans, joining us tomorrow at 12 o'clock in studio.
That was my favorite part of the show earlier. And Steiny's like, hey, I think I've heard of him. And then you said, in living color. And he's like, oh, yeah, Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey.
Boy special.
Jim Carrey.
Right.
Boy, he was Fireman Jim, right?
He was. Let me show you something.
There were a bunch of things.
He was a lot. The whole show, that's a solid three. Right. That show was about the Wayans.
Yeah.
Not only Marlon, but Keenan.
There you go.
Shout out Kim and Damon. It was more about the Wayans and J-Lo, who was before Jenny on the Block.
Yeah.
And then Jim Carrey, he was awesome, too. But,
All right.
Marlon Wayans in studio, 12:30.
It's exciting.
It is.
Sure.
So was last night.
Couldn't get Chappelle.
I text both of you.
Couldn't get Chappelle.
This dude.
This is the worst loss of the year.
Can I say something?
That was the worst loss of the year.
Part, six?
No. He's
that
right.
was the worst loss of the year.
Because we're back in the box, like Jack.
Well.
That's a four.
I think that, they're going to have the opportunity to get up out the box. Memphis is not going to go unbeaten.
I just hate that we need them.
Right, but everybody needs each other this week, right? I mean, you already got Milwaukee going a 34-3 run the other
night. That happened.
In the fourth quarter. So I'm sure Minnesota radio yesterday was like, this is the worst loss of the year. And now today, it's our turn to be its worst loss of the year. Maybe Memphis will be up by 11 with 13 seconds left to go. And Josh Giddey will sign in Minnesota and win that game.
Average a triple-double last month.
I don't know what's going to go down. I just know that Sunday was going to be a lazy Sunday drive, and now it's going to be stressful as hell.
So the playoffs have started. If Stoudy don't like that,
no, they won't. I mean, I think the Warriors would tell you they started 3 weeks ago.
But the turnovers,
that might be a problem.
The turnovers
might
just
be a problem.
Me.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. If you want to, for me, the flashing light of hope.
Shout out Kanye.
The light of at
Great
the
album.
End of the tunnel is this. That was your last back-to-back of the year. That's it. That won't happen again. And that's not an excuse. That doesn't mean the Warriors, like the Warriors had that game won twice, three times.
99-96, 101-99, 103-99, and 105-104.
No, they made their run and then they were down by 12 at the end of three. That's over. The game's over. That's if you are the mature championship veterans you are, that game is over. But you didn't handle business. So if Draymond wants to call it grit, whatever word you want to use, you blew it.
Yeah.
You blew it.
In the worst way.
Yeah, but when you blow it, now it's kind of like the start of the road trip. They had two crappy losses, and you're like, you guys blew it. And then they come back and won two games you didn't think they'd win. So they got to go win on Sunday.
And tomorrow.
Okay,
gets a young, just what you face.
Assume nothing.
Hey, that, wow.
Yeah. Well, even beyond that, it feels like a Beatles song to me because help, I need somebody help, not just anybody. Scotty's been singing today, Gibbs. And he's been nailing it, but you need help. So you don't control your own destiny anymore. So you actually need help.
Man.
Because as you know, Steiny, from your Catholic education, the Lord helps those who help themselves. And the Lord did not help the Warriors last night because the Warriors did not help themselves.
It's well put, Dibs.
Yeah.
But they'll get it.
So tonight's game between Memphis and Minnesota.
Well, you can pray.
They're not all. No,
shut Memphis. MC Hammer.
Memphis ain't going 3-0. This is not a pray situation. Memphis, man, if Memphis can beat Minnesota and Denver on back to back nights, good on you. I'd love to see it.
I agree.
It's not going to happen. They're not doing that.
If Minnesota wins tonight, then the Warriors leapfrog the Grizzlies.
Yeah.
And if the Grizzlies win tonight, it essentially takes eighth out of the Warriors. If Minnesota loses, and then the Warriors pretty much won't finish eighth.
Don't root too hard for Minnesota tonight because if they beat Minnesota, then they've got to go to Denver tomorrow. And if they lose that, now you're essentially in even better shape. Like, there's a very good possibility that both of these teams lose games. And as Steiny says, that takes eight out of it. That's the nightmare.
The nightmare
is Tuesday night
on
in Minnesota.
All right, I agree.
That's the nightmare.
How did we get here? Good Lord.
Tuesday night here is a bad dream. Tuesday night in Minnesota is a nightmare.
That's a great call. And that's one thing that I hadn't really been thinking about. I was just thinking if they get Minnesota, it'll probably be here on Tuesday. That'll be a tough game, too. It'll be a tough game wherever it is.
No doubt. I asked Steiny what turnover bothered you the most. Mine was the Curry inbound.
All of them. I'll agree because it was the last one. But all of them. All of them. The whole, I haven't watched a Warrior game like that all year. Man. Christy will tell you, I was over to her house. My body, shoulders are all scrunched up, leaning to the side. I'm like, this is not happening. Like, I don't watch games like that. It's like, they right? You win some, you're going to lose some. Weird stuff happens. But last night, man, face contorting.
Oh.
Like, no, you guys aren't going to do this. And then they did.
I feel like there were three shots last night in the fourth quarter where the Warriors were up four or five or six, and the Spurs made a big shot. Mamu.
Yeah.
That top of the key shot that I think cut it from 4-1.
Mamu Ginobili.
Might have even been 6-3 or something. There were a couple shots that if the Spurs don't make it, the Warriors probably win the game. But they made about two or three big shots to turn two possession games right back into one possession games.
Man. And the Warriors only had three turnovers in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
So we can talk about which turnover was the worst. Draymond had two. Steph had one. For me, it was more about an overall fourth quarter just meltdown where you shot 5 of 21 and your only offense was Jimmy Butler getting to the foul line. You're welcome,
thank
Jimmy.
Thank God for that.
And thank God he's a listener because, you and I called him out about being assertive. And next thing you know, he's assertive. So you and Steiny, Jimmy, you're doing great. Well, Jimmy obviously was listening because Jimmy actually turned into the player he should have been. But
I love that you picked last night's game to say that because you said it before the game
And you look at offensively and he had the rest of the team in the fourth quarter, they were awful.
What a total cherry pick comment that was.
was. You look at the fourth quarter, you went 5 of 21 from the floor, and your only offense was Jimmy Butler getting to the foul line. Yeah. That's what that was.
And Steiny always says,
21 floor.
You can't put it at the doorstep of the others or the youngsters. And we sung the praises of Pods, rightfully so, and Moody. He's been a godsend this year. But I can't ignore the last 13 games Moody's shooting has evaporated, and I'm just hoping that gets rectified moving forward. And I got to do this because I said it. Pods, we gave you your flowers yesterday, but you're not the guy to do that celebration in the second quarter. We got to do away with it. Do it, Steiny.
Why?
You did it.
Why don't you? Why?
You can't. You're not that guy yet, Willard.
Why?
Because it woke up the Spurs to me.
No, it didn't.
Come on. Back on defense.
I'm pro celebration of any kind always and forever.
Steiny, you ain't going to show him, huh? You done did it twice.
Do it, Steiny. Let me see it. Let me see
the
euro. Ah! Oh, that's a little high. It's a little high. You're covering your whole face.
Come on, man.
You're a good-looking man, Steiny. Don't cover your face like that.
I always think that he's doing the Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf national anthem when he put his hands like that.
Right.
But Pods,
it was an awkward celebration. I'm in favor of celebration.
Yeah. Point of attack defense was non-existent by everybody.
No, like
by Pods.
Well, he was getting cooked.
Yeah,
dude, cooked. And I mean, he needs to come up with a new celebration that has to do with barbecue, because when he's guarding the ball, he gets barbecued. So maybe he does something with a meat thermometer.
Well, it was bad by everybody yesterday, but they were going by him.
The Warriors' losses all have the same characteristics. And that's why I take comfort in that on a day like today. They all have the same characteristics.
Missed the three ball.
The old guys look tired, and the young guys miss their shots.
The worst turnover was the one where Draymond got the turnover, and it led to the three by Champagne. Curry tried to throw a left-handed over the shoulder. It got knocked down by Castle, started going to the sidelines, and I think Draymond felt like he could get it and stay in bounds, but I think he was falling out of bounds.
Right.
And then he threw it right to Castle, and they got the three up at the other end. I mean, he would have been better off just taking the out of bounds. But, you know. That was a big one.
And then compounded by the ball gets thrown in the corner, and Champagne gives him the pump fake, and Draymond, DPOY, how's your closeout, Dre? Oh, yeah, that wasn't a closeout. You flew by. You're going to block a three, up one, and so just a little pump, and now nobody home. Bang, three-pointer, you're down two, and then it got bad from there. And to have Harrison Barnes be the one to give you the dagger, he stuck it to you. The Black Falcon, that was even a little bit more hurtful. And then the other little sprinkle on top, Chris Paul like an assistant coach like Chris Paulovich.
He enjoyed the hell out of that.
Is he Chris Paulovich?
Man.
Because he's over there in his sweatsuit in the fourth quarter, and he's barking signals, and he's calling plays. So HB and CP, Chris Paul.
But this is what cut me. Even though, and I told Steiny this, you guys tell me if you agree. As bad as they played, the basketball gods gave them the turnover by Draymond, forcing it to Curry. Keldon Johnson goes down. Great defense by Dre. No foul. Misses the layup. That's 2 points. And then you get a foul from Castle over the back, so you don't have to earn your two. Just make your free throws, and you're up. And I said, that's what winners do. So you're up two, and you still found a way. Dre got, they fell asleep. Him or Butler fell asleep on the pass from Castle, and they were in zone, and Johnson was down there and late and got fouled. They didn't call it, but that's why I'm bothered.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco.
Nobody's laughing today.
No. And I'm looking at that play, Goo, and they're actually in. It looks like they're in man, and Draymond is not guarding his man. He's got his back to Johnson, who is behind him, and Steph is trying to contain Castle, and Draymond is only fixated on helping Steph Curry. Moses is in help, and you've got everybody else. Jimmy Butler's in help, and Pods is on his man because he's one pass away. He's not denying, but he's close enough. Draymond is just ball watching. DPOY. Yeah.
And they had a conversation, but they respect each other so much. Dre and Jimmy. Jimmy was like, dude, basically without saying it, that's on you.
You know, did you see the story about Draymond in The Athletic with Marcus Thompson when he was detailing his defensive plays while the video was going on?
It was last week.
It was last week.
No.
It was really good. Marcus was like, he had Draymond watch tape with him, and they picked out three really good plays from Draymond, and he explained what he was thinking the whole time. And there was a play that was so similar to the Keldon Johnson play, and he played it kind of the same way, but he said, I knew I could recover if the pass was thrown. Mm. And the pass was thrown on this clip that they were showing, and then he got back in time to block it or to alter the shot. And last night, he was just a little late, and Keldon Johnson's a big boy, and it just, I think he just, he almost made a play he always makes, you know what I mean? But he was just a hair late, and
might have been tired,
you know, maybe.
I don't know. I sort of feel like we're focusing on the wrong thing. Like, we're all talking about things that happen in the final 3 minutes of the basketball game. In any NBA game, if you end up in a tie game with 3 minutes to go, that thing could go either way. You got NBA players on the floor, they're going to knock down shots. It never, ever, ever, ever should have been in that spot, which is why I think it's kind of one of the reasons it's funny that you're peacocking about the way Jimmy Butler played the game out there without Steph Curry in last. That's where they lost the game. They got absolutely blown off the floor in the non-Curry minutes. Yep. And to me, that's not even about Jimmy Butler. That's the characteristic I'm talking about. Moody and Pods and Kuminga and obviously Post didn't play. Like, buddy,
Santos,
they all didn't hit their shots. They all didn't hit their shots. And normally at least one of those is going to hit a few shots. And if they do, they win that game last night. But at the beginning of the fourth quarter, you're up by 12.
Man.
Curry sits for 3.5 minutes. And the next thing you know, you got like a 2-point ball game. That's where you lost it to me. That's where you lost the game.
I also think there's something important about Steph's 3-point shooting on this team. And he was 5-for-14 last night.
Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Not great for him, but I do think like he's got to go 6-for-12 or 6-for-11 because that gives him the foundation of their 3-point percentage, if you will. When he goes 5-for-14, it just, then you better have at least one other guy and probably more than that. And Buddy was close last night, but not, you know, he's been hotter. And Pajemski and Moody just kind of went missing with their 3-point shot. And like Steph, unfortunately, didn't make enough. Not that I'm blaming Steph, but his shooting is, there's a lot of pressure on Curry to make threes. Because if he doesn't, there's no guarantee they can.
First time they lost 2 of 3 with Butler, Dibs.
Yeah. And
home.
And we could look at the role players and none of whom played particularly great, or you could look at the stars, and that's where my eye will always go first. And, you know, I'm mostly playing and tongue-in-cheek about Jimmy Butler, although he did get to the foul line a lot more
That's
17
like 18
times.
Shots.
So 16 of his 28 came from the foul line, and 17 of their 28 free throws were Jimmy Butler. So if Steph is not hitting threes and nobody else really is hitting their three, then where will your offense come from? And if it's Jimmy Butler at the foul line, okay, good. Well, now you need one more thing to go your way. And, you know, Buddy with 12 and Kuminga with 12and, you know, Draymond 13. Okay, that's all there. That's all good enough to win the game. But then you get down to the actual crunch time or clutch time, as we call it. And what happened? You had your big two, your two Hall of Famers, turn the ball over, and you had plays that were not made by them. And, yeah, you could look at Pods and Kuminga and Moses, who is He's in a little bit of a slump, and it's fair to say that. And we'll ask Steve Kerr about that later today when we have him on the show, not only about Moses, but in general last night. I do think that if you're going to go anywhere, it's going to have to be on the back of the big three more than it is the next three.
I can't wait because I just told Stein,
yeah, I agree.
The last six times you've had Kerr on, and it's always a great interview, it's kind of been euphoria because things have been going so good. And he always is the same, even keel. But that one has to bother him. And if you watched his manner, he just was like, I can't believe you guys are doing this.
I'm sure that they had a sleepless night last night. That this was not the plan.
They
set themselves up for a situation.
No doubt.
That's why I thought they were so relaxed on Sunday after the loss. They were very relaxed in the postgame pressers because they knew it's okay. Here's how this week's going to play out. And losing Wednesday night was not
17.5-point favorites.
Yeah,
wow. Yeah, that's a wow.
Yeah, no, I agree with you, Dibs. That's a night where if Steph, Draymond, and Butler, to a lesser extent, he might not even be long in this one, they don't turn the ball over, they probably win that game. And then we're saying they won that game without their role players playing well. But they lose the game, and then you got to look at the role players, too, as role players, and they didn't play well last night, and they have been. Pods has been pretty good. He wasn't really that good last night. Moody's been pretty good, only he hasn't shot it great lately, but, he's been solid, and they just didn't.
Under 30% make enough shots his last 13
games.
I look at
the second quarter, where you enter the quarter, and you're up 9, and it's time for Steph to rest. But even beyond the 20-3, it was a 9-0 run, or I'm sorry, it was a 13-3 run by the time Steph had to come back in. So Steph got a 4-minute break, and then he comes in for Pods. But before that, you had San Antonio go on an absolute run with Mamu and Wesley and Barnes and everybody. Yeah. They got back in the game on the backs of Moody and Pods and Draymond and Jimmy and Gee. And so that, to me, was the first point where it was like, okay, now the Warriors, okay, you're going to have to dig deep to still exert your will. You're 17.5 points better, according to Vegas, and then you built that lead up again, and then in the fourth quarter, again, when Steph was, trying to grab a rest,
came back in at 9-0-6.
They came back again.
Yeah.
Again. So it's not so much the big three, only their fault, because the bench did a very poor job of stemming the tide, but then you got down to that clutch time, and your best players made big mistakes.
And my fear is, if it's about fatigue, which I fought Steiny tooth and nail on, it's not that. Willard said it like this was not the plan, but if you're in the box, when are you going to get that rest? When are you going to recharge?
Well, I mean, first of all, you're not in the box yet. I know you are today, but the season doesn't end today. That's number one. Number two, if you are in the box, and you do win. Does everybody understand what he means by in the box?
No, I know everybody in the box. Play-in.
I want to make sure the listeners understand.
Shout out, Bonte.
But if you end up in the box and you're at home on Tuesday and you win that game, you're still going to go get 3 or 4 days off. I'm not saying that's not a good place to be. But being in the box does not mean that you're playing all the way till Friday. If you end up in a game a week from tomorrow night, this whole thing went woefully wrong.
Wow.
They play Tuesday and lose.
Oh, my God.
And then you're either hosting Dallas or Sacramento next week, or next Friday night, for your lives.
Yeah.
They cannot. Not to me, that's preventative in and of itself. Even if you win that game and then get on the plane to Oklahoma, that lets them know. You're out.
All you have to do is go back 2 years. Lakers. When they played a 7-game series against the Kings, Curry goes for 50 on a Friday night in Sacramento, and they had to start the next series against the Lakers, who had 3 or 4 days off. Lakers came in here, won game one, and they had control of the series whole time.
Jordan Poole heave.
That's why I'm kind of with you. They don't want to go Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday.
That's why it's dangerous.
If this thing ends up on Tuesday, that's not good.
But if
it does, and you win, and you get on a plane for Houston for a game that's four or five days later, not the end of the world.
If you play next Friday, you're hosed, I think. Mm-hmm. I think you're totally hosed. By the way, just before you go, the turnover thing that everyone's focused on. Did you guys all see like how many total turnovers they had in the game?
Not many.
10.
Only had 10.
Yeah.
So I just like
that is when they happened.
Right. But Pods, Moody, and Buddy and JK, could y'all just hit one more three each? You win that game by double digits.
Yeah.
Like that's I know I'm not trying to, but it's not about blame this player, that player. Those four combined, well, actually, the non-big three went 7 of 28 from three.
Before we leave, can we all be honest, and I haven't asked Donnie this, did we all assume OT like I did? I assumed OT before the ball was inbounded.
Yeah, I didn't assume it, but I thought that it was likely, and I also thought that in that moment that if it gets to OT, they're going to win. But then when the Harrison Barnes shot went through, I thought, you know what? You didn't deserve the win. You didn't deserve it.
Willa,
you blew
a
lead.
OT?
Yeah,
I was assuming non-OT before the game even started. I was assuming an easy, breezy win the whole night.
Man, dude, told the truth.
Yep. All right. Steve Kerr, 5 o'clock. So keep it locked to Willard and Dibs on 95.7, the game.